Well, the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has taken a swipe at private aged care facility operators today. He's told them his government's priority is the health of elderly residents and not their businesses. There is some relatively good news from the state today. 278 new cases have been reported. That's one of the lowest daily tallies in more than 3 weeks. But that's little comfort to the families of the 8 more Victorians who have died with COVID-19 in the last day. Samantha Donovan is covering developments for PM. So, Sam, what prompted Daniel Andrews' criticism of some private aged care operators today?
Well, first he announced, Linda, that the state was taking over the operation of 3 aged care homes, all in Melbourne's north. He said that was being done so that vulnerable residents could get the care they need. Now, those homes are the Glenlyn, the Florence and Kalina residences. But he was also very concerned that some families are worrying about an elderly loved one in care and being concerned that they haven't been taken to hospital. Now, he stressed that any aged care resident in Victoria who needs to go to hospital will be taken there, but this will be decided by doctors. And he took this swipe at some private healthcare operators.
We did have early on in this aged care crisis a particular provider who rang and ordered 100 ambulances, as if that was something that would be in any way feasible. We don't have a system that is designed to deliver the easiest outcome for the private operator. We have a system that is designed to provide the best care for the resident.
So, Sam, Victoria's case numbers have dropped a bit. Is there any confidence they'll keep going down?
I wouldn't say confidence, Linda. Certainly guarded optimism. Perhaps both the Premier and the Deputy Chief Health Officer, Professor Alan Cheng, said that we can't read too much into one day's figures. And it's certainly too early to say if we're on the way to stage 4 restrictions being lifted in just a few weeks' time. There's also some concern today about rising cases in 3 of our main regional centres, Geelong, Bendigo and Ballarat. There are now 176 cases in Geelong, 51 in Bendigo and 23 in Ballarat. Professor Cheng didn't sound particularly alarmed, but anyone in those centres with symptoms is being urged to get tested. He said that they are looking closely at the need to introduce stage 4 restrictions in those towns, but he's hoping plenty of people will get tested and they'll be able to see the chains of community transmission, and he said that would reduce the need for stage 4 restrictions. But Linda, very sad news today with another 8 deaths. 4 of those people were aged care residents, 4 of the 8, and they ranged in age from their 50s to their 90s.
And Sam, has there been any further clarification on whether or not ADF staff were in fact offered to Victoria to manage the hotel quarantine program, as the Defence Minister has claimed?
No, there hasn't, Linda. This stoush between the Victorian and federal governments continues to simmer. The federal government maintains ADF support for the hotel quarantine was offered to Victoria to support the hotel quarantine program. That was back in March. As you said, that was the stated position of the Defence Minister, Linda Reynolds, and she's been backed today by the Health Minister, Greg Hunt. But the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, continues to refer to the statement of his state's Emergency Management Commissioner, Andrew Crisp, who said ADF support wasn't offered to Victoria. Mr Andrews, at his media briefing today, was repeatedly pressed on the question of who is right, and he took the tack today of saying he didn't think Victorians were interested in the question because we're all more concerned about getting rid of the virus. But that sort of ignores the fact that many Victorians want to know if we're in this crisis because ADF personnel weren't used in the hotel quarantine program. Mr Andrews was asked about his relationship with the Prime Minister in light of this controversy.
Victorian problems are Australian problems. We are all in this together. And nothing the Prime Minister has said to me would give me even any doubt whatsoever that this partnership is a strong one, because it needs to be. It absolutely needs to be.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews, Samantha Donovan, our reporter there.